6:42. It is Monday, and it's not just any Monday. Today is Oberon Day. If you don't know what Oberon is, you're about to find out. Well, it's a beer. It's a beer from Bell's Brewery. The man who founded Bell's Brewery is with us now, Larry Bell, right here on 1320 WILS. Larry, great to have you here.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good. Have you had an Oberon yourself today? Or?
I am actually just enjoying my first one of the day. I had some other duties to take care of. I just got done with a board meeting that I do, and sitting and enjoying my first one of the day. It tastes really darn good.
Was that your first beer?
It was not our first beer. We opened in 85, and Oberon didn't come along until 91.
Whose idea was it, then?
Oh, it was my idea. You know, I was looking to make a summer wheat beer, and, you know, seasonal, kind of like the Europeans do. And, you know, back in 91, thinking about Americans drinking cloudy wheat beer, well, we weren't going to do much with that. And lo and behold, all these years later, it's like a national holiday here in Michigan.
Now, would you say it's your most popular beer?
It's our number two beer. But, you know, for a lot of the 90s and the 2000s, it was the most popular. It's number two these days, but still a significant part of our portfolio.
Well, what is your number one beer?
Our number one beer is Two Hearted Ale, and that's our IPA, and we sell that one year-round.
Okay. Now, in terms of sales in Michigan, do you find more sales on the west side versus the east side of the state, anything like that?
You know, not particularly. It can dip in certain markets. Of course, heat up at certain times of year. So, you know, a place like Ann Arbor, when all the professors and everybody's in school, is busy. And then a place like Mackinac Island, there's not much going on in the winter. Yeah. But in the summer, it sure does rock, right?
How about here in Lansing and East Lansing? Are you pretty good sales around here?
Absolutely. We had a great event over in East Lansing last night for the 10th year in a row over at Crunchy's, and they've been great supporters. And, you know, come on, it's a town full of politicians. Of course there's going to be some drinking going on, right?
You got to have a beer. Larry Bell is with us here on WILS, founder and president of Bell's Brewery. You know, we had you on 3 years ago was the last time. How's business been for the last couple of years?
Business has been good, thank you, and has been good in Michigan as well. Mm-hmm. You know, we've seen quite a growth of craft breweries in Michigan. I think we have about 350 licensed breweries in the state now, but it continues to be good for us, even in a very mature market.
Yeah, how's with more competition, how's that benefiting you?
You know, it's just overall. I think people in Michigan really love the products that we make here in the state. They're very proud of their state, and they're proud to support the businesses that are here in our local.
How about Bell's expanding nationwide? How much of an expansion have you been doing over the last couple of years?
You know, last year we took on 7 smaller states. We just 3 weeks ago moved into Texas, which is obviously a big state, has a lot of displaced Michiganders and Midwesterners, and we're going to just digest that first. That was a big increase in production for us to take that on. And we're in about 34 states now, so we'll do New Mexico in the fourth quarter.
And how much does being made in Michigan, how much does that play into your marketing?
You know, here's the thing. For so many years, our economy struggled, and people grew up here but left the state. So when we go to a Texas or Arizona or Carolina or Florida, we find so many Michigan people out there, and they have pride in their old hometown brew. So, you know, I think Michigan overall just has a good reputation for its beer. So I think that helps us out.
And you brew all your beer in Michigan, is that right?
We do. We have our main production brewery in Comstock here outside of Kalamazoo, our original brewery downtown Kalamazoo. And then we have a little brewery in the Upper Peninsula in Escanaba called the Upper Hand Brewery.
Oh, wow. Now, how much beer would you say brew a year?
Last year we sold 421,000 barrels of beer, which made us the 7th largest craft brewery in the country and the 14th largest brewery overall out of about just over 5,000 breweries.
Wow, that's 421,000. How much would you say that was even 5 years ago? How does that compare?
That's double, pretty much what it was 5 years ago,
What is the craft brewing just the taste people have? What is it that's pushing the sales so extremely?
Yeah, I think definitely Americans, and it's not just with beer, but I think Americans on a long timeline going back to the late 60s have become more interested in food and in better bread, better cheese, better beer, better wine. You know, it's the overall consciousness of food and where that food comes from and who's making it. Right. You know, it happened with wine 20 years before beer with California wine, and, you know, now it happens with beer. And, you know, I think once somebody tastes a beer with real flavor, it's hard for them to ignore it.
Yeah, and how many different beers does Bell's have at this point?
Well, in the course of the year, we probably will, with tests and experiments and whatnot, we'll brew over 60 different beers.
But yeah. you're saying they don't all end up out in public? Is that it?
Right. It might just be on tap at our bar. So,
and how do you experiment when you make beers? What kinds of things are you doing?
You know, sometimes it's with new hops that are coming into the marketplace that are being developed, new techniques of brewing. I mean,
do you have a tasting board of some kind? How does it work?
Well, we do. We have a taste panel that operates, and then, you know, we'll make up a beer and we put it on tap. That's our customers will tell us, make up a small batch, and they'll tell us, yeah, this is really good, or so-so, or what the heck were you thinking when you made this?
Right. Well, so, and Oberon's a wheat beer, which I guess was really, well, it was mostly popular years ago, right, when it was at peak popularity?
You know, IPAs have become the number one beer for craft beer right now.
IPAs. And why is that? Why are IPAs so high?
I think because people are really interested in hops, and the IPAs show off the different varietals of hops, and there's been a lot of development of new hops. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, I think we're right on the cusp of people also saying, well, there's a lot of hop beer, but they're also looking for beer that they can enjoy perhaps a few more of, and it doesn't always have to be about hops.
What does that mean? So like a Pilsner, is that a lighter beer? What are we talking about?
You know, yeah, absolutely. So, you know, wheat beers, Pilsners, lagers. I think, you know, these things, the pendulum swings back and forth. So, and Oberon, especially in Michigan and Midwest, continues just to have a lot of cachet. People know it means it's the end of the winter and baseball and summer and
all the good
everything
stuff's coming. Hey, Larry, do you have to have an orange with an Oberon?
Absolutely not. And some people like it that way, and some people don't. Whatever floats your boat. Yeah.
How do you drink it?
You know, the one I'm having right now came to me with an orange. I don't get all worried about it. So
does the Oberon taste different every year you brew it? Is there a different kind of thing to it?
No, we have a very sophisticated laboratory and a sophisticated taste panel. Uh-huh. And, you know, it's a natural unpasteurized beer. So if it's sitting around for a while, its taste will change like any beer, but unpasteurized beer, especially. But now we're same on every, you know, each year we make hundreds of batches of Oberon. It's not that we make one huge batch of Oberon for the summer. We're making batches every day.
Well, today launches it. Today is Oberon Day, and you've been listening to Larry Bell. He is the founder and president of Bell's Brewery right here on 1320 WILS. Larry, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.